This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You may have heard of the Illinois Humanities Council, or as it brands itself now, Illinois Humanities. A new office has opened in Southern Illinois. It's in Edwardsville, and the representative from that office, Matt Meacham, is in studio. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Aside from having a new office, that doesn't mean that any of the programs or anything like that are going away. You're a pretty busy guy when it comes to these things.
Yes, that's true. We're busy throughout the region and throughout the state.
For people who are unfamiliar with Illinois Humanities, what are some of the programs that they may know or things that you're involved in?
They might be familiar with us through our Rhodes Scholars Traveling Speakers Bureau, which offers presentations of many different kinds to libraries, museums, and other civic organizations and so forth throughout the state. We are also very pleased to be part of the Museum on Main Street program, which is a collaboration between the various state humanities councils around the country and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington that offers Smithsonian traveling exhibitions to organizations in small communities, and we've been lucky enough to have several here in this area. I think most recently hometown teams in Cobden.
I know people have seen and heard of the Museum on Main Street program. We've been had several exhibits over the last several years as a part of that program. What's happening now? Why is it important in your mind to be more involved in Southern Illinois?
We as an organization take very seriously our mission to serve the entire state. Our main office is in Chicago and has been since the 1970s. Kay Rippelmeyer Tippy, who lives here in Jackson County, has done a wonderful job as our Southern Illinois field representative over the years and still does great work with us. Particularly as the Illinois State Bicentennial approaches, and as we are striving to do more original programming throughout the state that involves, you know, members of our staff actually being present and working directly with communities, we thought it was the right time to open an actual office in this region of the state. The new Manny Jackson Center for the Humanities in Edwardsville, which is affiliated with Lewis and Clark Community College, has turned out to be just an ideal partner. We feel really privileged that we get to work with that facility.
You mentioned both the Bicentennial, you mentioned Rhodes Scholars. As I look over a list of things that are kind of coming up, there's a special Bicentennial edition of the Rhodes Scholars program, correct?
Yes, exactly. We are currently seeking applications from people who are interested in giving presentations about any aspect of Illinois history or culture, everything from patchwork quilts to skyscrapers, everything from coal mines to atomic reactors. We're interested in all facets of our state and invite anyone with any sort of background, whether that's a formal academic background or learning through self-study and so on, to apply to join this special Rhodes Scholars Speakers Bureau roster for the Bicentennial. We have a number of other projects that I find really exciting in mind for the Bicentennial as well.
And you can get more information on that by either getting in contact with Matt's office in Edwardsville. You can go to ilhumanities.org for more information there as well. With just a couple of minutes remaining, Matt, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about the Museum on Main Street exhibit, Crossroads, Change in Rural America.
Yes, we're also seeking applications from organizations in small communities throughout the state, particularly communities with populations under 10,000, to host our next Museum on Main Street exhibition, Crossroads Change in Rural America, which will be coming to Illinois in late 2018 and early 2019. We're very lucky that one of the co-curators of that exhibition is a Southern Illinoisan, Deb Reed, who taught for many years at Eastern Illinois. So I'm really excited about that. And I was remiss. I said that the most recent museum on Main Street exhibition in this area was Hometown Teams in Cobden. Actually, the most recent one was Waterways here in Carbondale.
Sure, absolutely. There's one more program, the Illinois Speaks. It's a small group program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming to, that's a part of Southern Illinois as well, right?
Yes. We're very lucky to have two small group discussion groups that meet regularly here in Southern Illinois. One is meets here in Carbondale on the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. at Panera. And another alternates between Vienna and Golconda on the third Wednesday of every month. And they're wonderful opportunities to discuss current events and contemporary issues as they affect people locally, and to learn from one another, perhaps learn from people whose viewpoints differ from yours.
And Matt, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.